Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Introduction to SQL for Data Retrieval. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Tools and Techniques for Data Analysis in the Data Analytics for Business Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of SQL, its importance in data retrieval, the basic structure of SQL queries, and how to write select statements to filter data effectively. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to write simple SQL queries to retrieve and analyze data from relational databases, which is a crucial skill in the financial services industry. Main content: what is SQL and its importance in data retrieval? SQL, or structured query language, is a powerful tool used to communicate with relational databases. It allows users to create, read, update, and delete data stored in databases. SQL is essential in data retrieval because it provides a structured way to access and manipulate data, making it easier to derive insights and make data-driven decisions. In a company like FinTech, where customer service is a top use case, SQL can help analyze client data to improve service offerings and enhance customer satisfaction. Understanding SQL is vital for business professionals because it empowers them to extract relevant information from vast datasets quickly. With SQL, you can identify trends, generate reports, and support strategic decisions using accurate data. As we delve into this module, think about how mastering SQL can elevate your capabilities in data analytics and contribute to your career advancement. Basic query structure and commands to effectively use SQL. It's crucial to understand the basic structure of a SQL query. A SQL query typically follows this format: select. This command specifies the columns of data you want to retrieve from. This indicates the table from which the data will be fetched. Where. This optional clause allows you to filter the data based on specific criteria. For example, if you want to retrieve the names and email addresses of customers from a customers table, your SQL query would look like this. This simple query retrieves the name and email columns from the customers table without any filters. Writing select statements and filtering data. Now that we understand the basic structure, let's explore how to write select statements with filtering. The where clause can specify conditions to narrow down the results. For instance, if you want to find customers from New York, you can enhance your query. This query retrieves names and email addresses of customers residing in New York. In addition to the where clause, SQL provides operators to filter data effectively. Comparison operators, such as, and. Logical operators, such as, and, to refine your conditions. For example, to find customers who are either from New York or have a specific email domain, you could use the following query. This query retrieves the names and email addresses of customers who either live in New York or have an email address ending with. Additionally, SQL supports wildcard characters, which can be useful for filtering. The percent symbol represents zero or more characters, while represents a single character. This allows for more flexible searches. For example, this query fetches all customers whose email addresses start with the letter A. Understanding how to write and filter SQL queries is a vital skill that enables you to extract insights from data effectively. As you practice, consider how these queries can be applied to customer service scenarios in your organization. Practical example to further illustrate the importance of SQL. Let's consider a practical example relevant to the financial services industry. Imagine you are tasked with analyzing customer feedback to improve service quality. You have a table named Feedback that includes columns for customer ID, service rating, and comments. You want to find feedback from customers who rated the service as 5. Excellent. Your SQL query would look like this. This query helps you quickly identify positive feedback, allowing you to understand what aspects of your service are working well. You can then use this information to reinforce successful practices or address any issues raised in the comments. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've covered the importance of SQL in data retrieval, the basic structure of SQL queries, and how to write select statements with filtering options. Mastering these concepts will allow you to efficiently retrieve and analyze data, which is essential for making informed decisions in the fast-paced financial services sector. As you continue to develop your skills in data analytics, remember that SQL is a foundational tool that can significantly enhance your capabilities and career advancement opportunities. Reflection questions: how can you apply SQL queries to improve customer service in your organization? What types of data do you think are most important to retrieve for decision-making in the financial services industry? Reflect on a time when you needed specific data to support a business decision. How could SQL have helped in that situation?